Hello, I'm Astrid.
And I'm Sophie. This is Season 2 of Not By Accident, a documentary podcast series about choosing to become a single mother and coping with being one. If this is the first time you're listening, it will make more sense if you start at the beginning. This is Episode 21, My Brother's Wedding. This is me at my brother's wedding. This is me at home in Denmark in my pyjamas at 3 o'clock in the morning in tears, recording myself watching my only brother's wedding in Australia on FaceTime.
Nozomi and Nick have promised to share your lives together. You've got any witnesses, and in accordance with your vows, the laws of Australia, I now have the honour to pronounce you husband.
I'm not there.
Hi.
Hey. You're asleep in the next room. We're not there.
What's this? That's your daughter. Oh, there she is. Yes. Oh, hello,
Sophie.
Hi. Oh, that's really good.
I didn't think it would come to this.
Do you mind taking you over to have a look at them signing the register?
Yeah.
Nick called to tell me the exciting news just before New Year's, only weeks after we got back to Denmark. He proposed, and she said yes. I'm happy for them, of course, really happy. Nick has found the person he wants to share the rest of his life with. Selfishly, though, I'm filled with dread at the thought of the trip, so I hope it will be a long engagement. That's what they're thinking. I plan for us to move home after 18 months, then, with a bit of luck, the timing might fit. I try to suppress the niggling feelings that weddings bring up in me. The flashing neon sign I feel lighting up over my head at times like this. Single, single. The fact that even if I wasn't, I couldn't get married in my home country. People like me, lesbians and gays I mean, are still denied that right. It's wrong. But even if I could, I can't quite picture it for me. Motherhood has pushed that part of my identity so far away that I can't even really imagine it. I guess it will grow back as you grow bigger. I hope so. Anyway, I try to push all that aside for Nick, ready to embark on a shared life, having found the person to share it with. Happy, certain, most likely filled with terror and excitement, but ready. A few months pass in the painful transition back to work. The landscape starts to wake from the winter slumber.
Are you going out?
As we finish our pancakes one Saturday morning, Nick calls. Not for a chat. He hesitates, reluctant to say it out loud. Still coming to terms with the news himself. Nozomi is pregnant. My little brother is going to be a dad. What a lucky kid it will be. He tells me they want to get married first. They want the wedding to be about the two of them. For the two of them. Nick fears once there's a baby, they'll be so consumed that they might not get around to it. I quietly hope to myself that they'll delay, but no. They decide on a July wedding, the second trimester, when she'll be at her strongest, just a few months from now. It's the right decision for them, and this is about them. I'm still finding my feet, establishing rhythms, figuring out how to be a working single mother. It feels like the most protracted case of jet lag ever. The trip from Australia took it out of me, and my back is still so damaged that I can't sit in a chair for much longer than a meal. You're very active at 15 months. And I can't imagine how we'll cope with 4 flights, 28 hours in aeroplanes to get home for the wedding, only to turn around and come back 2 weeks later. It sounds like torture. I want to relax for our summer break. I feel like I need to relax. I want to spend time with you, basking in the warm days at home, and to rest so I can find the strength for another year of teaching. I want to use any money I can save to buy a car, to make life more manageable, to give us more freedom. I don't have much to spare, and those flights are expensive. But the wedding is important. Family occasions like these are so important. My brother and I are close, and this will be one of the biggest days in his life. He's always there for me. I agonize over the pros and cons for hours on the phone with each of my family members in turn. I'm sure we'll go. We can't not go. I'll have to find the strength from somewhere. At work, power shifts are happening, and I'm trying to stay out of it. I've been sidelined since I came back, vice principal in title only. It's been unpleasant and unhappy. I don't know where it will settle, but I'm sidelined, and I've decided not to fight for my place anymore. I'm just too tired. Maybe they were right to keep me in the background. Things are unpredictable, though, and I could still be thrust into the middle of it. It's like I'm being washed up onto the rocks, taken out to sea again, bounced around, and spat back out. I'm not in control. I decide that whatever happens, I'm not going to let work be the thing that keeps me from the wedding. If having you has taught me anything, it's that family matters more. I'm trying to prioritise family. I'm trying to prioritise what's best for you and me, but I'm still not sure what that is. Suddenly, you're getting fevers again. Like before, you wake through the night screaming in pain, and nothing I do brings you relief. Your ears have been monitored for months now, so many doctor's visits, and surgery might be on the cards, but there's hope you'll grow out of it as your ear canals grow bigger. Your hearing is muffled, they tell me. It might delay your speech. I wish my mum was here. I'm a zombie stumbling through work, short-tempered, forgetful, emotional, sleep-deprived in the extreme, nerves frayed, worried about what might be ahead for you, and more distressed about your pain than I would be if it were my own. I'll have to seek medical advice, but to me, your eardrums feel like a compelling reason not to make that trip. You're on antibiotics again, but not much seems to change. Until one night you don't wake up crying in pain. How strange. We wake with the first light more rested than we've been for ages. I see a smear on your pillow. A thick substance running from your ear. Oh my God, straight to the doctor. It's burst. The pressure built so much that your eardrum burst. What a terrifying thought. But strangely, a relief. The pain stops. Pus oozes for a week and then slowly clears up, and there's no more pain. Does this change things?
You look very, elegant there, wrapped in that scarf.
There's another issue, one I greatly underestimated. An issue with the authorities and you. Letter to the Danish Immigration Service regarding case number 593648. I write to follow up on our phone call of 3 June about my baby daughter Astrid's application for residency. I was asked to address issues with the application within 7 days, and I do so here. I submitted an online application 7 months ago, in November 2013. My daughter and I arrived in Denmark in December for my return to work from maternity leave. In March, after waiting the 3-month response period, I phoned the agency and was informed that the original application had not been received. I was alarmed and concerned, particularly as I realised this meant Astrid had outstayed her tourist visa and was not in Europe legally. I was advised to submit another application immediately, with evidence of the original attempt, and this is what I did. I have waited 3 months for the second application to be processed, and the phone call I received on Tuesday 3 June was the next thing to happen. I paid the application fee in November 2013 and was told on the call that the fee had increased in the intervening months and the discrepancy had made my application invalid. I paid the new fee. I submit as evidence all relevant documents. I would like to add that delaying the processing of my daughter's residency status has certainly not been in my interest. It has made official arrangements such as childcare complicated and has meant that I must pay in full for doctor's appointments as she does not have a social security number. It has also meant that we cannot travel outside of Denmark. For the third time, the clock is reset on the visa processing period, another 3 months until we hear anything. Another 3 months. So this is it. No more choice. I'm so frustrated and angry. It takes a while to sink in. If we leave Denmark, you won't be able to return. You broke the law before your first birthday, thanks to a computer error. Thanks to me choosing an expat life. Even if I quit and we leave this country that makes it so hard for a baby to be with her only parent, a working, tax-paying legal resident, you might be expelled for 5 years for outstaying your visa. I can't imagine how hard all this must be if you're not a privileged white person like me. I've lost this round. I no longer have a choice. We're not going. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry, Nozomi. We do want to be there. I'm ashamed about this, but I start to feel relief. The thought of missing my brother's wedding filled me with as much anxiety as the thought of making the trip. I was so conflicted, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know which would be better for you and for me. But now we can't. The conflict is gone. Sadness and relief set in. Regret, sadness, but most of all, relief.
Do you want to see everyone in the crowd?
Yeah. Hi,
Jess. And then behind that are some of Nick's other buns and some of Nick's friends, like Richard Spoogle. And I don't think I can see Michael Posh, actually. Gosh.
Oh, Posh!
I'm passed around the guests. I feel both closer and further away.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. At least we've got you. That's good, isn't it? Have you met Nozomi's mother?
No.
No, I think you should meet her.
I'm a bit underdressed.
Okay. This is Sophie. Nick's sister, Sophie.
Here. Hello.
All the relatives are there. Here. Lifelong family friends.
I'll take you around to say hello to some other people.
Oh, Sally, hi.
Say hello to Sally.
No, I didn't.
Hello,
hi.
Darling.
Hello. Yeah, me too.
Hi,
Oh, hi, Steph. How are you?
Oh, hello.
Hi, congratulations.
Nick's childhood friends, who are forever little boys to me.
Hi, Sophie. Hi, Emirates. Hi.
Okay.
Oh, Richard, hi. Oh, James, hello.
Now grown men, looking exactly like who they were supposed to grow up to be.
Oh, Hamilton, hi.
Hi.
Wow, all the old friends are there. How cool.
Hello.
I'm stealing attention. The way screens do. I feel embarrassed. It's too much.
Shame you're not here.
It crosses my mind that it might feel like this to be at one's own funeral, if you believe in that sort of thing. Disembodied, an invisible presence, but very much a presence. Once the registry is signed, I reluctantly let go of my connection and climb back into bed with you. It's a beautiful morning. I wipe breakfast from your face, your hands, the floor. And I picture the dinner, the speeches, that room across the world. I wonder where they're up to in the proceedings.
Da-da.
Da-da.
Maybe they're watching our video right now.
So wish we could be there to celebrate with you all today, these life events where everyone gets together. Are just so rare and precious, and to miss my only brother's wedding is absolutely heartbreaking. But it's just not meant to be. So all we can do is to send you lots of love from here in sunny Denmark, and from both of us, huge congratulations, Nick and Nozomi.
I probably wouldn't have said it if I'd been there. I definitely wouldn't have made a speech. I probably wouldn't have said it, but from the safety of my sunny balcony to a camera, I did. Nicholas Harper, you are one of my favourite people in the whole world. And Nozomi, we think you're wonderful.
Hi, Nozomi.
Hi.
Hi, Nick. Congratulations.
This production is made by me, Sophie Harper, in partnership with Wondery. I'm supported by generous listeners. Thanks to my family, my friends, and my daughter for letting me share your stories. Editorial input from Michelle Webster. Music by Candle Gravity and Björk. Had music by Broke for Free. I'm now on Patreon. If you'd like to support me in producing this series, go to patreon.com/notbyaccident. Thank you so much to those of you who have jumped on already.
Hey, 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 steady on. Okay, let's just finish wiping you up. Just give everything a wipe here. Have a bit of a clean.
To everyone who's written to share your stories and to support me in continuing, thank you. I'm still very behind with my replies, but I want you to know that each message means so much. We'll be back with the next instalment in about 2 weeks.
Mum! Mum!
Good girl!
Bye!
Bye!